Acting like you have, don't make me come on my head, nigga. I say you won't know. Nah, 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 you don't know me. Nah, 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 you don't know. Hey, yeah, you talking all that shit. Don't make me come off my head, nigga. I say you won't know. Nah, 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 you don't know.
Nah, nigga, you don't know me. If I fuck your bitch, she gon' blow me. Bitch, I don't trust your bitch. Kick it one time, unless you're bully. Nigga, ain't shit familiar. Nigga, you don't look familiar. I'm with all my gold, you wanna act a fool. Nigga, all my gold is gon' kill ya. Nigga, you don't know me like a new neighbor. You don't know me like new changes. You don't know me, nigga, you don't know me, nigga. You don't know me, nigga, no favors. You don't know me like passwords. You don't know me like new rules. You don't know me, wanna act a fool. Bitch, you don't know me, be my last words.
You do not know me like new smell I got. Like the new smell I got. You do not know me like back to bar. Like we back to bar. You do not know me like Rory and Rover. Like Rory and Rover. You do not know me like you can come over. Now you can come over.
Nah, 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 you don't know.
Acting like you here. Don't make me come off my head, nigga. I say you all know.
Nah, 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 you don't know.
Okay, okay, hey. So what they look like? Tell me what they look like. If I was looking at me, they probably think I lived a good life. But I'm a hood type, and I ain't even from the hood, right? I just grew up bad, so niggas expect that's a good night. Mad cause I'm something you're not. This is my time and I'm not. Can't be yourself cause you somebody else. You won't be you till you stop faking. Made it out the gutter and gon' suck me back in. Everybody got that problem, I'm just coming for that win.
Why I'm chasing hoes when I can't get the zone? She ain't down the road, never let her know my location. I'm staying high and sitting low. Probably hit by the time I hit the road. And I'm switching up lane. Mad cause I'm picking up cane. I know these motherfuckers
right
now.
Nah, 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 you don't know me. Nah, 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 you don't know.
Acting like you here. Don't make me come on my hill, nigga. I say you all know.
Nah, 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 you don't know me.
Talking all that shit, don't make me come off my head, nigga. I say you don't know.
Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, coming at you live and direct from MacC.com. Yeah, the Professor X of this joint, hitting y'all up, man. Magneto, my partner, man, Tony Dreamer, nigga Fuchsius, he'll be back right now. He is on a mission. My war chief, my consigliere, he is working on a case for me right now where he's basically fighting real white supremacy. These motherfuckers in California. These motherfuckers is trying to, not trying to give up too information, man, but you know, California says I owe them fucking $14,000 in property taxes. I'm like, bitch, I ain't never lived in goddamn California. Who are you? What are you talking about? I'm trying to tell these motherfuckers they got the wrong person, but they don't care. They said, nah, you owe us 14 grand. I'm like, produce the proof that I owe you some money. And they can't show me shit, man. You know what I mean? So, we are mounting a case in a offense. Just gonna fuck these motherfuckers, man. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. And my boy Tony, man, he cold with it, man. He real cold with it. So, you know, he's been busy with his chess club, and he's been busy working on this case for me, man. You know what I mean? Getting some paperwork ready for me. So, and not to mention the fact he's been kind of under the weather. He's been sick also, so. Give shout-outs to the partner, man, Tony Dreamer, man. You know what I mean? Wish him well. He's just coming out of his funk a little bit, man. So, I will go ahead and hold down the fort for a little bit until he get better, until he's done with his mission. So, let me see here. What do we have on the roster here? Man, it's a lot, but, let's start off with the fun stuff first. Praise the Jesus, man. Praise the Lord for the white woman. Good God, man. Oh. I'm trying to tell you, man, there ain't a freakier goddamn creature on the planet than a goddamn Becky, man. Jesus Christ. Bruh. I'm just saying that, man. You know, we're going to start off with the fun stuff first. Man, I'm trying to tell you, boy. That's all I can just say, man. Like I said, let's just start off with the fun stuff first. We're going to talk about the illusion of the alpha male, or the myth of the alpha male, man. It's hard watching these YouTube videos, man, with these niggas popping their collar, man, because it's like, you know, just when I watch TV, like when I look at the politics and look at social issues, man, with CNN, MSNBC, and then I be wondering how the masses can actually swallow this fuck shit that's on TV. You know what I mean? It's the same shit like when I'm watching YouTube, when I'm watching these niggas talk all this shit about who they are and what they do and how much better they are than the next nigga. Nigga, shut the fuck up, man. You ain't no better than the next nigga, man. Stop popping your cup. Listen to what I'm telling you. Been doing this a long time. I have pimped. I've macked. I mean, macking is something as simple as this. Like, this is white chick, right? I order food all the time, right? And this white girl delivers my food. And I guess she got a promotion or some shit. She no longer delivers the food, but she actually takes the orders for the food now. You know what I mean? So I'll call up this particular spot and I'll be like, yeah, let me get a pizza. Let me get chicken tenders dinner. Let me get a 2-liter of Pepsi. And she's flirting with me on the phone. She's like, no, I'm not going to give that to you. No. I'm like, we're playing, girl. You know, I ain't got time to be playing with you on the phone. She's like, well, what do you want on your pizza? I'm like, well, no mushrooms. No, I want to put mushrooms on it. I'm going to put mushrooms all over your pizza. I'm like, you know, the broad is mad annoying, man. But you know what? Each time she takes my order and she sends it, right, with whoever brings it and shit, you know, I get extra shit, man. I get like 2 pizzas. I get 2 chicken tender dinners, or she sends an extra fucking Pepsi or something. I mean, it ain't much, but that's in the realm of macking. That's when a broad gives you something. Okay? So, nigga, shut the fuck up. Now, I'll be honest, she ain't the best looking chick, but still, nigga, if you can get a pig in a wig to still bless you, nigga, you still getting blessed. So, you know, like I said, I have pimped. You know, I used to go ahead and get money for females for a year. And, like I said, and that was when they was actually, I mean, that was a real stomp down whole shit, 10 toes down shit. Not giving us specifics of what was done and how it was done and where it was done. But I stopped doing that for a year or a year into it because it just wasn't in me, man. It's just not really my nature to pimp, man. I had a lot of sleepless nights doing that shit, man. So, I pimped, I macked, I've done the square shit. And now, since I'm an older cat, and I become wise. Wise beyond belief. I'm now a bona fide trick. Yes. But not just any kind of trick. Alright, we've already sewn that up. We already know what time it is with me, man. So, when I gotta sit down and listen to these niggas talk all this shit, man, it's just mad annoying. So I'm just gonna make myself the warrior for my crew and my class. You know what I mean? Because ain't nobody really spitting it and talking about it like I am. Because there's a badge of shame that goes with it. But there is no badge of shame when I talk about it. Why? Because I know the real. I know the truth. You niggas, y'all do realize that I've been doing this since 2003. And I've gleaned a massive amount of knowledge on women through doing this, man. Massive amounts of knowledge on women. And every time I see these niggas talking this shit on goddamn Facebook or YouTube, I'm like, nigga, do you hear yourself? Just like, when I get females, let's see. Let's tackle some myths right now. I've had niggas tell me, nigga, shit, you ain't got no bitches. Like, I got bitches. I got bitches that'll kill for me, nigga. I got bitches. And bitches be fighting over me in the streets, nigga. They be fighting over this dick, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Get like me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know, something like, so what's that supposed to mean? Is that supposed to mean she won't jump on the next dick? Does that mean she won't cheat on you? You know, and that seems to be what they're saying. You know what I mean? They try. I'm like, well, nigga, no, that's not true. Because my massive amount of knowledge that I have gleaned since 2003, fucking with more than 300-400 bitches, man, in the game, through the pimping and the macking and the tricking, says, nigga, no, that's not true. A bitch will look you in your face, tears coming down her face, goddammit. Baby, I love you. I need you. I never cheat on you. You know, will go out and mollywop another bitch over you and still come over my house and juggle my balls. So I'm not understanding where the superiority is coming in. I'm not understanding why these niggas think they so got these. Y'all do realize that I've been doing this since 2003, and all of these niggas is with these bitches. You know, these niggas are supposed to be alphas. These niggas are supposed to be hardcore criminal thugs, gangbangers, drug dealers, all that. And none of these women was loyal to them. None of them was loyal to them, nigga. No, nigga. No, wipe your chin. Wipe your mouth off, nigga. Wipe your mouth off. You got secondary bone residue on your lips, nigga. I'm not saying that to gloat, man. I'm just saying, nigga, shut the fuck up with this false goddamn narrative that these niggas supposed to be alphas, nigga. Oh, goddamn, you niggas is in the Matrix. Y'all don't see it. Y'all don't see it. Man, through the decade I've been doing this shit, these bitches was not loyal to you. No, they wasn't. You getting played just like the niggas you pointing at that's supposed to be the betas. I gotta keep harping on this, man, because, like I said, nobody knows it more than me. This has been my hustle. This has been my job. You know what I'm saying? Shit, so no, just because a broad out there in the streets fighting over you, man, that don't mean she won't come over my house and bless me. Whether I paid for it or didn't pay for it, it's irrelevant. Who the fuck would you rather be? You know what I'm saying? The nigga who think he got the bitch sewed up tight, supposed to be riding and dying for him, loyal for him. You know what I mean? He living in a lie. He's being lied to. Or the nigga that know the truth, even though he might be breaking a bitch off a little cheese. Who would you rather be? The nigga that's living in the delusion? Or the nigga that knows the fucking truth, man? Man. Hey, man, let me tell y'all something, man. No, I just thought about the other day. Like I said, I was married. I'm still legally married, but, you know, I had side chicks all that time while I was married. And even before I got married, you know, I had a couple of real girlfriends. And, you know, they lasted a couple years or whatever. But when the more I think about it, man, you know, because I had chicks on in the military, too. And that may have lasted. And those were side chicks. I would, like, have a side chick. You know, like I said, while I was married, and I might keep that side chick for a year, or 2 years, whatever. But I was thinking about all the females I fuck with now through the game, in the hustle. And dog, don't you know that I have had more success, and I've had a more lengthy relationship with these females than with the so-called square ones? You know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, through the chicks that I have a direct pay relationship with, those relationships have far outlasted the ones where I've had indirect pay. Understand what I'm saying? Why is that? Why is that? You know what I'm saying? Kind of strange, man. Kind of fucking strange. It's a relationship nonetheless, man, if you don't, whether you want to believe it or not. So, I'm not understanding why these cats thinking they all that in a bag of chips, man. But, like, why is the relationships that I've had with the direct pay chicks last much longer? And why are they... Actually, they're more deeper. They're more gratifying also. Why is that? Well, I'll tell you why. There's a couple reasons why. Number one is honesty, okay? With these other relationships, man, where, you know, they're supposed to be boyfriend, girlfriend, I love you, you love me type shit. Man, there's a lot of deception going on, man. There's a lot of lying and conniving. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, I've told y'all ad nauseum, man, about these so-called niggas that settle down, want to do right. These buck wild ass niggas, man. These females tell these niggas, look, I'm not fucking with you until you put that dope sack down. Get out the dope game. Stop getting in trouble. These niggas say, okay, I'm going to stop doing it. I'm going to get out the dope game. I'm going to please and make you happy, baby. You know, they start getting a job, start working 9-to-5s, doing overtime. And then as soon as they start doing the overtime, they start selling their blood to support the bitch. You know what I'm saying? The bitch is creeping out the back door. You know, it's just there's no two ways about it, man. A lot of these chicks, they just have a fantasy, man, of just wanting to just do naughty shit, man. They want to do naughty, nasty shit. And then once they conquer the nigga, and they make him fly right, and he stops selling that dope. Niggas start goddamn working 9-to-5s, doing that overtime, support her and all them kids she got. Now all of a sudden, got a broad acting frisky, man. She acting hella frisky, boy. So like I said, there's an honesty issue here. There's an honesty issue. The relationships that I have with the direct pay chicks are much more honest. Ain't nobody hiding nothing. We ain't got to lock our phones. We ain't giving a fuck about who calling you. You know, we hook up, we handle our business. You go where the fuck you go, I go where the fuck I go. And then, you know, once we get that urge to kick it, you know, we'll meet up again and we'll do it again. You know what I mean? Shit, for real. Just like the honey that just came over yesterday, man. Shit. Soon as she hit the door, I love you, Becky. Got naked immediately. She know the rules. You know what I'm saying? Which she went to the kitchen, poured herself a drink, had some smoke for her. Whew, she came late next to me on the couch. She just talked, you know, I just come with the gang, the bra gonna talk. So she talked and told me about all sorts of shit that's going on in her life with the kids, with the family. Hey, that just come with being the professional side nigga, man. Oh wee, that's therapy for them. They love the goddamn talk. So now she lifted, you know, she's smoking, she's drinking. Shit, she done got her motherfucking talk on. And now, it's time for me to get my just desserts, get my due. I have to bend you on over. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get mines. Fair exchange is no robbery. You know what I mean? And also, like I said, these alpha niggas, I done heard many a voicemail of an alpha nigga cursing out a bitch because he found out that she was doing something with me that she wasn't doing with him. Keep in mind, these is the criminal niggas. These is the felony niggas. These is the niggas that's locked up. Mad at me, threatening they gonna kill me because they found out that they girl like to swallow, take it in the butt. You know what I mean? Or just like to get peed on or whatever. Women, man, they freaky, man, but you just got to give them an excuse. You got to give them an excuse, man. They don't want to do that shit with their man. They don't want to be judged You know what I mean? I don't know if any of y'all read up on any sort of studies on prostitution, man. But shit, a lot of things that happen in prostitution is, you know, a lot of it is conversation. You know what I mean? Cats really want to have a conversation with a female and not be judged. And they want to have sex with a woman and not be judged. They have some sort of weird ass fetish. You know what I mean? They don't want to do that with their woman because they don't want to be judged. And the same way goes for these females. They do not want to be judged for what I mean, and some females, like I said, I mean, damn, some have this thing where they want to be beat. They want to be punched. They want to be choked. Now, to me, that's kind of tame, you know what I mean? But for some reason, some of them don't want to do that with their man. They would rather come over here and do it. I don't know. You know, I mean, fuck, this is supposed to be the thug, nigga. You know, you think that's the kind of dude that you want it done by. Shit, but for some reason, some of them just don't want that. They don't want their man to know that they like to be abused in a certain way. You know what I mean? Shit, so... yeah, just because you alpha, just because you got a criminal record, just because you sell dope, just because you got felonies, you know what I mean? Just because you got a bitch fighting over you in the streets, that don't mean she ain't going to cheat on you. And that don't mean she giving up all the good sex to you either. No. Uh-uh. Trust me when I tell you. yeah, we going to church today, nigga. We going to church. Oh, you fucking... imaginary ass alpha niggas, man. Fuck out of here, man. I'm so sick of hearing these niggas talk about this grade school ass shit, man. Y'all niggas don't know God. Y'all don't know shit, nigga. My whole goddamn game has been predicated upon actually preying on you niggas, man. For real. Well, I make you niggas look stupid, man, in the game, man. If you just only knew. If you niggas only, I can't even tell half the stories I got, man, because it was like, I probably would end up dead if I told motherfuckers some of this shit that I have done and who I've done it to and who I've done it with. Niggas would put two and two together. You know what I mean? And that's kind of some shit I'm trying to leave behind. You know what I mean? I mean, I've done my dirt and I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. Trying to be a good person. You know what I mean? I no longer wish to rub niggas' faces in it, but I'm just giving you my history. I'm giving you my past. I'm telling you, you niggas is living in La La Land. It's an illusion. You ain't, motherfucker, you ain't no better than the next nigga. You're not. These females, bruh. I tell you once again, it ain't your pussy, it's just your tone. It's just your goddamn turn. Okay, Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL. I'll be back in a minute.
Hey y'all, welcome back to my channel. Today I'm going to be sharing with y'all the story time about my sugar daddy. I'm going to go ahead and jump straight into this story time video. So, Lego. This took place when I was away at college for a semester. And I was 19. Yeah, I was 19. So I'll give y'all a little backstory about how this ended up, how this started before it actually started. Back then when I was 19, you know, I was a little younger than I am now. And I was just, you know, spontaneous, a little curious, wanted to see what the world had to offer me. And, you know, I had friends that would be like, girl, you need to talk to somebody older who got that money. You need this, you need that. Only an older guy can give that to you. And they like us young girls and, you know, all this stuff. So I was like, I don't know. That's disgusting to me. I'm not about to date somebody's dad. I don't want to be seen with you in public. I don't want you trying to touch me. Don't kiss me. You know, I just was not into that older man type lifestyle. That just wasn't for me. But however, one day I was in the airport because it was spring break. So I had came home to my hometown for spring break. Then I was flying back to my school. So as I'm in the airport, this man like is eyeing me down, like an older man eyeing me down. And I'm like, what you looking at? Mind you, I had on my school hoodie, so I look young as hell. I have my hair in a ponytail and my school hoodie, so you know I'm young. You looking at me, you know I'm a kid. Well, he's staring me down or whatever, and I was just like, ew. Like, we were going through TSA or whatever, and he like made a little joke or whatever, because they had to search me, like they had to like look in my bag or something. And so he was like, yeah, make sure y'all search her, look in her stuff, like trying to like flirt or whatever. And I was just like, once I made it through security, I was like, whoo, don't gotta see that man ever again. So I thought, I get to my gate, and my flight was going from Houston to North Carolina. So I get to my gate or whatever, and lo and behold, you know, Mr. Creepy is getting on my flight from Houston to North Carolina. So I was just like, you know, whatever, like, you know, like, all right, like, I didn't think nothing of it. I'm standing in line, you know, waiting to board the plane or whatever. He like comes by me and is like, you know, how are you doing or whatever. And so I was like, you know, hello. You know, hello, you know, like that. Clearly, you see where I'm going, where I'm headed, because I have on my school hoodie. So he was just kind of like having small talk with me, and I was just like, you know, we weren't really talking about anything. I can't even remember. We weren't really saying anything. It was just like, how are you doing? Whatever, whatever. Then once they go to board the flight, like once we're all about to board the flight or whatever, they call for first class, because, you know, first class gets seated first. And he grabs his bags and he goes and gets on first class. So I was like, maybe I don't need to be so standoffish like I thought I did. So I was like, he going to first class. Okay. So he gets on first class or whatever. And, you know, I wait for, you know, the economy. So I wait for a little economy seating. I get on the flight or whatever. I pass him up on a plane. I get on the plane. I sit down. So now we take flight. We go to North Carolina. And it was supposed to be North Carolina to Atlanta was my next stop. I mean, once you get to North Carolina, you can either go wherever you want to go, or you can go to, you know, maybe that's your hometown. Once again, lo and behold, he was going to Atlanta. So yeah, he was like, come sit next to me. Come sit next to me. And I was like, no. I just went back and sat in my seat. We land in Atlanta. I'm downstairs at the baggage getting my luggage or whatever. I'm waiting, you know, just waiting for my little bag to come off, you know, chilling. He comes down and he's staring at me again. And I'm just like, this is just kind of like weird, because it's like, you know, I'm young. And I know you old. My bag comes around. I'm reaching to grab my bag. He comes over there and like grabs my bag for me. And he's like, you know, I'm not gonna let you leave without getting your number. And I'm like, you ain't 20. Like, is that how you approach girls? Is that how you approach women? So anyways, he was like, yeah, you know, I'm not gonna let you leave without getting your number. And I was like, I kind of started thinking. He was wearing a suit. He was in first class and he had on a watch. So I was like, all right, maybe this would be my sugar daddy. Maybe I'll try it out and see where it goes. So we exchanged numbers or whatever. And maybe like a week or so later, you know, we're texting. This is when he started to like, you know, come on a little strong, because, you know, don't take long for a man to say what he wants. Or whatever. I'm trying to find out information about him. I'm like, what's your name? Where are you from? Where do you work? Where do you live? He wasn't really telling me nothing. Let's call him Stewart. I was like, yeah, my name is Stewart. And I'm like, last name? He ain't wanna give me his last name. So I'm like, all right, like, how am I supposed to hang out with you if I don't even know your last name? Like, you a grown man. Like, you know? Like, my name's Stewart. I was like, well, what were you doing in Houston? Like, you know? He was like, oh, I'm a scientist. I was working with NASA. You a scientist? A scientist. Okay. All right. you a scientist and you was in Houston for NASA. I was like, that was just a good little, you know, something to make himself look good is what it sounded like. Because, I mean, we was flying Spirit, though. We was on Spirit Airlines or whatever. So, you a scientist, though? Okay. Immediately, you know, coming at me with extravagant trips. Per se, he was like, I want to fly you to LA and we can lay on the beach together and I'll fly you back out, you know, at the end of the weekend, this and that. Me, I was like, you lying. I don't believe that. Like, it just sounds like you lying. We never made it to the LA trip because I'm not about to fly out of town with you. I don't know you. So anyways, he was like, well, let's just take it slow then. Let's take it slow and maybe we'll go on a movie date. He wants to go on a movie date, whatever weekend it was. This is my first time with the whole sugar daddy thing. I ain't never want to be seen with a grown nasty old man out in public. But he wants to go on a date. So I figured since I want to get money from him, I'm going to have to give a little to get a little. So I felt like, you know, me going on this date with you or whatever, I should get some money. He was like, let's go to the movies on Friday. I was like, all right. So I got me and my roommates together. We went to like the little movie shopping area out there. And I was like, y'all, like they were going to go to the movies too. So I was like, y'all, this is my first time meeting up with him since the airport, little shindig. Watch my back. Okay? Watch my back. So we get to the movies or whatever. My friends, like, they're watching the same movie. They're going to go watch the same movie as me and him. But he don't know I came there with other friends. Like, he ain't know I came there with people. He just think I rode up to the movie theater by myself for a date. But no, I'm always going to have my back watched. I'm gonna make sure I'm good. So we get to the movies or whatever. I meet up with him and he's just like looking like an old daddy, looking like somebody daddy. He had on like a sweater, like a crew neck sweater. He had on like slacks, a sweater and slacks and a belt. We head in to go up to the movie theater. We were going to go watch the movie The Call with Halle Berry and, you know, Morris Chestnut. And, you know, that movie is about the little girl got abducted from the mall or whatever. And, you know, the man in the movie was trying to kill her. If you ain't seen The Call, then, yeah, you need to see The Call because I'm about to tell you why. We sit down to watch the movie. He's just trying to put his arm around me, and I'm just like... Get off of me. Like, I'm just here working. This is work for me. So the movie's going. The movie's getting good. We're actually sitting on the same row as my friends, my roommates. So I'm looking down there like, y'all, like, save me. Like, you know? Anyways, the movie gets going. It's having action. It's going in the movie, whatever. And he turns and whispers in my ear,
I'ma do that to you. I'ma do that to you.
And I was like, the fuck? I was like, what? Like, we're watching the movie and like scary stuff is happening, like the man's trying to kill the girl or whatever, and he's whispering in my ear like, I'm gonna do that to you. And this is the first date ever with this person, like the first time I've seen you in public in person since the airport, and this is the first thing you're telling me. So I was just like sitting there literally like, I hope he doesn't follow us home. So we leave the movie theater. I'm just glad it's over. There was no first kiss or anything. A few days later, he's calling me, texting me, I want to see you. I want to see you. This and that. You know, just all this type of stuff. Like, I want to see this and that. And I was like, no, I don't think, you know, this is going to work or whatever. He started texting me like, I'm going to have to give him a little body before he can give me some little coins or whatever. Then this man calls me and says, I'm gonna chop your body up, cut you into pieces, and put you in a cooler. I think I done got myself into something. I was like, I think I done got myself into something. One day he drove up to my school and was like, I'm out here outside your dorm, where are you at? And I was literally just so scared. Like, you've threatened to kill me, and now you're saying you're outside my dorm. Where am I at? He was threatening me, saying he's gonna wait for me to walk to my classes. Like, literally. And I think he was really just crazy, because there was never any reason for him to want to kill me. Like, I went to the little movie with you. You said some scary shit in the movie about you're gonna do this to me, and now you're actually threatening me, like, with no remorse. Like, you're telling me what you're exactly gonna do. So when he said that, I pretty much just hung up the phone, blocked his number, and completely watched my back for the rest of the semester, because he didn't know what school I went to. After that, we pretty much didn't speak again. He just started acting too crazy for me. He was starting to get caught in his lies. He was saying he didn't have kids, then he did have kids. He wouldn't tell me his last name. He only was giving me a nickname. It was really just getting creepy and scary, and I wasn't getting any money out of this situation like I thought I would. So it was just time for me to back away. It was time for me to back away. And that's what I did. I blocked him, never talked to him again, never seen him again, moved out the state, and now I'm safe. All right, y'all, so that wraps up this story time of my sugar daddy experience. What was I thinking? I was really just young and naive. That's basically it. But if you like this story time, give it a thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel if you haven't already, girl. Let me know what you think about this story time in the comments below. Also, if you've had a sugar daddy experience, let me know how that went. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see y'all in my next video.
Get in, Ma. All right, we back. Let me go ahead now. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell y'all something. I'm going to go ahead and give y'all a jewel. I'm going to give you a gem, most of you cats, man. Because every now and then I get an email from a cat say he's doing that sugar daddy shit, and it's not really working out for him. You know, he's not getting the respect of the chick, or he's not bonding with the chick. You know what I mean? And I told y'all, I don't really do that sugar daddy thing, because it starts off from the premise that the woman is the prize, and that the woman just automatically gets what she gets just because she's pretty and she got pussy. You know what I'm saying? I don't rock like that. Everything a broad get from me, initially, she gotta work for it. Bitch, you putting in work. Bitch, you putting in work. Shit. And then once I see that she's an asset to me, you know what I mean? She's a value. I mean, then I can go ahead and loosen up the reins and then do some slick shit for her. Like I've always told y'all, man, you can always start off hard. You start off hard and you can soften up later. You can't do it in reverse. You cannot start off soft and then try and get hard. It won't work. You know, so when you first meet these chicks, man, I mean, you got a motherfucker put your foot on their neck, bruh. You know what I mean? You got to start off hard. Then, if she shows herself to be worthy, then you can soften up your stance on her. You know what I mean? But you can't do it in reverse, man. So a lot of times these cats, they coming out, you know, being real simpish with a bitch, man. Just doing all sorts of slick shit for her, which we know women ultimately really do not respect, right? So like with me, you know, I call this shit tricking, but it's really not tricking. But I say it just because, you know, you got niggas out there that just, nigga, it's tricky. Nigga, that's tricky. Nigga, you tricky. You know, so just to remove all the stupid shit that these niggas might say, I'm like, all right, nigga, okay. Just to let you know, there ain't no shame in my game. I'll call it tricking, whatever. But this is how it goes. If a female is paying me, I'm going to pay her. So that means you got to be part of the Mac City Empire. You got to be part of an organization. You got to be part of a machine that ultimately pays me, which inevitably gets you paid, right? Understand that premise? And that's why most females have respect for me. because they understand that the money that I'm giving them, ultimately, shit, they had to put in the work into the machine to basically get me that money. So I'm basically just returning it back to them. You understand what I'm saying? Because actually, I'm making it off their backs. Shit. But if they act right, you know, because I don't owe them shit. But if they act right, they got a good attitude, I'm going to bless them all day. Bitch with family. And I'm going to look out. You know what I'm saying? But never will you see me in a club, you know, just trying to, or in a strip club, trying to buy a bitch. You know, let me hit it for a certain amount of dollars or that. I don't trick with bitches that don't pay me. I don't. Well, I don't pay bitches that don't pay me. If you just a random bitch out in the streets, I'm not going to approach you and be like, hey, you know, I got a certain amount of money, let me hit it. No. Only bitches that goddamn fuck with the machine, man, to fuck with the Max of the Empire, to basically support the cause, gonna get that money. All right? So, I mean, y'all can call it tricking if you want. I don't give a fuck. I'll call it tricking. Shit. Just to let you know, you can't shame me, nigga. It's impossible. You cannot shame the Maxter, nigga. It's not gonna happen. So, let me go ahead and clear that shit up. No, you cannot shame me. And I only pay bitches that pay me. You know what I mean? So going back to, you know, cats, I really want to know the secret to this shit, man. The whole sugar daddy thing ultimately fails because, like I said, the focus is on the chick. You doing all sorts of slick shit for the bitch that really don't deserve it. You just mad at her. Only thing she's done to deserve it is she looks slick and she got pussy. Bitches do not respect that. But the way I did it, you know what I mean? This is the jewel. All right? This is the jewel. All right? Listen. This is the jewel, man. In order for a female to really respect you, man, to have some sort of bond, some sort of cohesion, some sort of glue in a relationship, you two got to go through some adversity, some turmoil, some drama, and some strife together. Y'all got to be in the game together. You know, that's why, you know, when you talk to the pimps and the hoes and shit, a lot of people are trying to understand why, you know, hoes fuck with pimps. You know what I mean? Because, you know, the whole adage is only a pimp understands a hoe and only a hoe understands a pimp. They're basically in the game together. They're in their life together. They belong together. They both going through adversity. They both going through emotional and dramatic, you know, shit in the streets. That forms a bond. You know what I mean? That's the same thing that's happened with me and my girls, man. All the crazy buck wild situations we've been in, all the drama, all the stories, all the adversity, you know what I mean? That builds a bond. You know what I mean? That builds a cohesion. You know what I mean? Where they're not going to have that with a lot of dudes. You know what I mean? Not unless they have, you know, just a complete asshole nigga that's just whooping their ass or whatever. You know what I mean? But yeah, I've been with my girls through a lot of emotional stress and strife. You know what I mean? Whenever something bad happened or good happened, or I mean, just, you know, the whole emotional roller coaster, I was there. That builds a bond. That builds a relationship. That builds trust. You know what I'm saying? So this is ultimately why the sugar daddy motif fails. Because you don't go shit with the bitch. You don't go through shit with the bitch, man. You know what I mean? Everything is lollipops and gumdrops, and you get a bitch what she wants. And of course, we both know women get bored. You know what I mean? Shit, I just told y'all about females conquering niggas, you know, telling a nigga to put down a dope sack, go straight and narrow, fly right, get you a job. And, you know, support me and the kids. Do it that way. As soon as a nigga do it, you get the job. He putting in overtime. Then the bitch creeping out the back door. Coming to see me. It's like, what are you doing? You got the nigga to do what you wanted him to do. Now you back over here? You know what I'm saying? Shit. Niggas want me to goddamn be, you know, want me to shame myself because I'm paying, you know, $100 while this nigga is out breaking his back, you know, doing overtime, paying bills, car notes, rent. Nigga, and y'all mad at me for paying $100? how much is this nigga paying? how much hundreds is this nigga paying? And he getting cheated on the boot. You know what I'm saying? So, man, fuck out of my face, nigga. You niggas get the fuck out my face. With your disingenuous so-called, I'm an alpha. You nigga alpha these nuts. Yeah, with my secondary ball residue on your lips, man. There's been a many an alpha nigga that's tasted my nuts. Yes, the lower chakras are being well represented here today. Yes. So yeah, that's a jewel right there, man. In order to actually make all these, any relationship work with a woman, you know. Bruh, y'all going to have that glue. You're going to have that bond. And that means y'all going to have to ride the emotional roller coaster together. And preferably, it's going to have to be traumatic. It's going to have to be a lot of bad shit. I don't know if y'all really familiar with the concept of trauma-based mind control. But science has deduced that, you know, sex and violence is closely related to each other. And it's like the more fucked up a situation is, the more traumatic it is, the more violent it is, the more that woman tends to kind of like gravitate towards you and bond with you. And you don't necessarily have to be the source of the violence or the drama. You know, a lot of times all you got to do is just be there and try and be supportive. You know what I mean? Whatever role you want to play, but just being there. Man. It's hard to explain, man. It's hard to fucking explain, man. But, you know, it's like, I used to do dirty shit, right? It's another jewel. And I don't do this shit no more, man. You know what I'm saying? Just, let me back up. I'm a totally different person now. It's like, I went to, blackpeoplemeet.com. I had like an old ass dating profile on there, man, that maybe 6 years ago, man. I wrote that shit up, man. And I looked at the shit that I wrote on my dating profile. Oh, God, man. You want to talk about an asshole, man. I was a total dick, man. I couldn't believe I wrote that shit. It was some shit on there like, and if you got wet, and I said some shit like, and if you got kids, control your goddamn kids. You know what I mean? Too many of y'all females, just let your kids do what you want to do. Need to smack them niggas. We don't want to see them on a 6 o'clock. I was saying all sorts of out-of-pocket shit on the dating profile, man. And I was getting play off that shit. But I just went back and logged back in because it had been offline for a while. But I said that to say what? What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, trauma-based mind control. A lot of times there'd be a female come over, right? She'd be whining and crying about her nigga and shit. And man, while she's in mid-sob mode crying, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, immediately, man, I would tell her to get out of her clothes, get on her knees, and suck me off. Man, you want to talk about just a dastardly, oh, God. Damn, man. You know, and I could feel the tears running down her face on my Johnson. I'm like, how your tears taste, bitch. Oh, I'm going to hell, nigga, if that's real. But, you know, why did I do that? Because I just learned that trauma, you know, a lot of times that helps bond you to a chick, man. Don't know why. It's just been proven that, you know, if you look at, Stockholm Syndrome, where you have people who have been taken hostage by certain individuals and how the hostages learn to bond with the hostage taker. You know what I'm saying? Oh, give it up too much game now, nigga. Too much game now. So, you know, if you have the evil in you to do that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, they be just crying their eyes out about something they nigga did. I wouldn't give a fuck. I'm like, hey, get out your shit. I'm like, man. Because on a low key, it would kind of turn me on to see her all distraught and fucked up. And to actually have her all sucking me off at the same time. You know, I was a sick man, nigga. I was sick. But I had more bitches back then, man. because I was a sick individual. But now that I'm good and wholesome, they don't want me like that no more, man. Shit, I'm like grandpa status now, man. But nigga, don't let a broad come over my house crying. Or a nigga done punched her in the face. She got a black eye. Y'all been inside the Max City shit and seen them pictures of them females with black eyes that sucking me off? Like, I don't care about your black eye. Suck me off. I don't care about that. What that nigga did to you. That was that, that Max shit. I don't give a shit what happened to you. Get out there and make my money. Nigga. Yeah. Well, I'm soft as drugstore cotton now, man. I cannot believe some of the shit I have done. But, you know, that's the way they want it, man. That's exactly how they want it. So that's how the fuck I'm going to give it to them, man. Or that's how I used to give it to them. I'm not doing that now. I sincerely love my babies now. Whatever happens in their life, I'm there for them. Shit, they need help, support, whatever. You know. They got me. You know, I got them. We family. I love them to death, man. Shit. Yeah, we've gone through a lot of crazy shit, man. And that bond is going to be hard to break. You know, they get mad at me and get pissed off at me all the time. They disappear for 30, maybe 60 days, but they always come back to daddy. You know what I'm saying? Because that bond is strong, bruh. All right. I don't know. All right, man, that's it, man. I'm going to go ahead and be on the lookout. I'm going to do some more shows. I don't know, man. It's been real hard on me these past couple weeks, man. Like I said, I got to get in the mood to do these joints, man. I haven't necessarily been in the mood. You know what I mean? I just been, like I said, enjoying life, man. Enjoying life. Getting these Beckys over here. And, whoo, man. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Yeah, Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, man. I'll be back, man, real soon. Yeah, give me another week or two, and I'm going to hit y'all with another joint, man. But for right now, that's it, man. I want to say what's up to my boy Issa Ali, Tony Dreamer, Magnetic, The Minister, Bam MJ, Vector. Who else I got? My boy Chris from Cali. Shit, my man Cortez. Shoot, man. Trash, man, I see you doing your thing, man. You back on the block. Who else we got? Taylor Made. Damn. Been a lot of cats I ain't heard from and seen in a while, man. But, you know, I see y'all here and there, man. You know, wishing everybody much love and success in whatever you do. And, yeah, I'm trying my best to get into heaven. I'm no longer that evil, sinister individual, man, that used to, some of the shit I used to say. When I go into the journal logs and read the shit that I wrote and how I treated the women, man, Jesus Christ. Woo! You know, I'm not proud of that shit at all, man. I'm not, but nigga, it's paying my bills, so, you know, it is what it is. Shit, so the Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, and I'm out.
Hey, everyone. It's Shanari here. So guys, I'm trying to keep this whole story time thing going along and answer a question that people ask me so much, and it's pretty much, why did I stop having a sugar daddy? Now, if you're new to my channel or new to any of my videos, you may be wondering, like, what the hell are we even talking about? Well, a few years ago, I was in a sugar daddy relationship that I didn't even know I was in, to, you know, be clear. But, you know, people like to blame the women for everything, especially with sex and relationships. So, of course, I was the one to be blamed. Last year, I was just bored. I had like 60 subscribers, and I just posted a video literally talking about the relationship. To me, it was perfectly normal. I didn't think anything of it, and I also was not an avid YouTube watcher, so I was just posting anything, vlogs, story times, beauty stuff, whatever. I was just having fun with my channel, and I was very bored, and I was in a terrible relationship, so I just posted a video. That video ended up getting a lot of views in a short amount of time. Now, I was not an avid watcher of YouTube, so I had no idea like what was trending and what to do to get views. I was just posting. to get you guys like a pretty good picture, the last time I was really on YouTube was back when Fabulosity Is Me was like really, really big and girls were just trying to do hair reviews to get free weave. That was like 5 years ago when that was like really, really big. And so that's to give you guys a better idea that I was just not big into watching YouTube videos. So anyway, I posted a video, it got a lot of attention, and it didn't really like, it jump-started my channel, but it didn't get me to where I am now. I privated or I actually deleted the video, so I don't even know. If you're not familiar with what a sugar baby or sugar daddy or any type of world relationship it is, it's pretty much just a mutually beneficial relationship. That's literally what it is. Now, what you do beneficially is up to you. It can be platonic where there's no sex. It can be non-platonic where it's sex, like any relationship. It could be somebody who just needs someone to go to dinner with them. It's anything. It's literally you choose what you want and you agree on it. And if that person doesn't hold up the end of the bargain, you end it or you work something out. Now, pretty much sugar dating is the same as regular dating, only you put a name to it. And people are much more trustworthy and truthful in those relationships, and I'll explain to you why. Let's say you're in a regular relationship. You meet someone, and you like them, and you kind of like hit it off. You decide, you know what, let's go on a date. Some people don't even get to that phase because they just, you know, whatever. You go on the date, and you sit down with each other, and you talk about like, oh, you know, this is what I expect out of you. This is what I expect out of you. This is what I want. You know, this is what I'm willing to do for you. This is where I want to be, and blah, blah, blah. You talk about all kinds of things. Now, on those dates, people typically will lie because they need to act like they're a certain person in real life to get what they want. They want you, so they need to lie. They need to do whatever they want. It may be sex. It may be a relationship, you know. They may not have malice intentions, but a lot of times they're lying, you know, to each other just to make themselves look good. With a sugar relationship, you can lie all you want, but it's going to come out immediately when things aren't going right, and you can just cut it off right then. Like, for instance, in our world, you will go on a POT date. You sit down with each other, you work out your allowance, you talk about what you expect out of each other, and that's pretty much it. And then you keep up your side of the bargain. Once that person stops doing that, you either work it out, or you're like, you know what? This isn't for me, and the money will stop, and you will stop doing whatever you were doing for that person because it was mutual. Real life relationships aren't necessarily a mutual thing, and it's not necessarily mutually beneficial. And if that person starts fucking up, because you guys are emotionally attached, you sometimes will hurt yourself in the process, and you kind of put up with shit that you never would unless you kind of had something, some type of feelings for this person, or if you didn't love them. So you guys see the difference? The sugar baby side is more just truthful and it's more business, and you save your heart and things unless you really, really, really get invested in that person. In real life relationships, you're invested in that person and you are willing to be hurt, everything. You're willing to do crazy stuff for that person all because of love. So there's monetary beneficial and then there's emotional beneficial. That's the difference with it, obviously, but they're all the same. It's the same process, literally. You're just literally trying to make yourself look good to the other person. So anyway, just so that you guys can get a better idea, and if you still are weird about sugar baby, you're ignorant, because it's nothing wrong. It's just two people who are deciding what they want to do and how they want to live their lives, and they're deciding to do it with each other. It's just up to them, and they're creating their relationship on their own terms, and they're actually sticking with it, which is very respectable. The first guy, when I was underage, and people weirdly enough were blaming me for the relationship, even though he approached me and he was practically the age of my grandpa. Weird, but yeah. In that story, so with all the hate comments that I got, a lot of ignorant people, I didn't know that people didn't really understand about the sugar world. I figured that, and I didn't know that people didn't like it. I had no idea why it was being kept a secret. I was totally fine with it, so I didn't see the problem with it when people just living their lives. So I started the sugar playlist to educate people, and to this day, I still have people telling me I had no idea the sugar world was like that. I had no idea. I thought it was prostitution. I thought it was this. I thought it was that. I thought it was this. You really, really helped me, and I'm like 50 years old. I get those messages all the time, so that's why I created a new a total new page for it, just to educate people. But I'll talk about that way later. I had to get that approved with AdSense, and all kinds of stuff was happening. So yeah, the reason why that relationship ended, number one, he was much older and I could not see myself with him. Number two, he was not emotionally fulfilling to me at all. So in like any relationship with mine, he started to like plummet with, you know, his end of what I needed from him. And he was just kind of being an asshole. I felt like he got what he wanted from me, what he needed from me, and he was just done with the relationship, like a lot of people do in real life. And also, he started running low on money. Now, listen, y'all. He was cool and all, but his ass was old, okay? And I just couldn't do that. I was like, look, you can't listen. You know what I mean? Like, okay, like, I want this and I want that, and you're not giving it to me. So not only are you not emotionally fulfilling me, but you're also not doing anything financially. You see, the whole relationship was a great relationship, but the problem was that he stopped, like, treating me well. So it was like, okay, you're not treating me well. Okay, well, he's still helping me and he's paying for my schooling. Okay, I can kind of do this. But then he kind of stopped doing things financially, and I was like, something is wrong with him. Either his money has ran out. He probably wasn't even all that, you know, well off to begin with. He was just a very generous person, which happens a lot in sugar relationships. Sometimes you're just in a relationship, like, these sugar daddies aren't always rich, but they're very, very generous. So as long as they are keeping up the end of the bargain, once again, even if he's making $50,000 a year, $60,000 a year, as long as he's keeping up his end of the bargain and he's broke and he's doing what he said he'll do for you, that's all that matters. But if he's going way out of his league, you know what I mean? So this guy was way out of his league. He could not afford me anymore. And, you know, he didn't want to admit it because of his ego. So that was the first guy. And, you know, it was just bad. A lot of things happened with that. But I don't know if I feel comfortable really talking about that. Maybe in another video, I'll tell the whole truth of everything that happened. All right. The second guy. I met him. I was actually working for his company. I didn't know who he was or anything like that. It was just like an event planning company that he owned, and he also owned the catering company, and it was one of the biggest ones in Houston. And this guy was like fresh out of a divorce, and he started talking to me. Now, at this point, I was 21. When I was 20 years old, you know, obviously I am not, you know, naive like I was in the first relationship where I was kind of letting him treat me kind of badly. This one, I was much older, I was much more sharp, and I was more about the money than a relationship is. But I was still emotionally, you know, blah, blah. But the first guy, I totally could have dealt with him, and he knows that because I'm older now, and it could have been totally about the money. Like, what's up? But because I was younger, I was more like heart-driven, and I needed emotional support, and I needed love back then because I was younger, and I just needed that. He couldn't give it to me. He wasn't willing to give it to me. This guy, I was a little bit more spot on, but not as much as I would be now. So, once again, there was no set allowance. There was no POT date. There was none of that. We literally just went on a date. We were talking, and this guy was more straightforward about what he wanted. So I guess you can consider it a PLT date. I just never had a name to put to it. He said, you know, I'm actually the owner of the building. He tried to act like he was trying to give me a better position. I wasn't fucking stupid. I know that you want the date, but, you know, I kind of just went along with it. But at the end of the day, I did tell him, look, I know what you're trying to do, blah, blah, blah. So after that, he ended up, number one, giving me a raise. Number two, he would just kind of, we would go on a date, and it started off just kind of like a date for date type of thing, and he would give me money for it. Then after that, it was kind of like, oh, okay, you know, after that, we went on a few dates. I felt like he was kind of still wanting his ex-wife, or she had took way too much money from him or something, but he would kind of mention her sometimes, and that was very, very annoying. So anyway, that kind of like dwindled out, and I started dating a real guy, which happened with my last relationship. I kind of started dating someone, and he took my mind off of it, and the other guy was kind of emotionally fulfilling me, so I was like, oh, you know, I kind of gonna go with this guy. A lot of times, at the end of the day, guys, it was just not about the money. So anyway, that's what happened with him. It was very quick. He would give me like $2,000, $100, $300 here and there, hanging out and just going on rides with him, going out of town with him. It was just very, very simple. It was nothing like super luxurious. It was just, you know, it was, and he was white, and he was an older white man, but he actually wasn't that old. My first sugar daddy was actually much older, like 20 years older than this man. So we were much closer and much more natural, and this guy had way more money than the first guy did. So yeah guys, as time went on, last year in 2014, I had a really, 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 really bad year, And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get back into sugaring. So I thought, okay, here I am. I can be a sugar baby. No. It does not work like that anymore. Like, I guess it's like a new world. Now people are freestyling. They're going online. They're meeting up at certain times. They know what district to go in. They know what area to meet these guys. And they have friends of a friends of a friends of a friend who knows this guy and this guy and this guy. It was not like that for me. I literally would walk outside and like guys would approach me. And they would just want to give out money. And also, I was in Houston for both of these instances. Now I was living in Austin, and it was like, guys just were not really into that, and that's where I was trying to sugar at. So, you know, it was more just like Splendor Daddies and stuff. So, I went on a few dates, guys, literally. I got paid $200 for one, $100 for another, $400 for another, and like $80 to go see the Foo Fighters. Like, there was, it wasn't really all that great of money. And then I started getting busy with YouTube. I started getting busy with another guy. I started getting busy with business. Money started rolling in. I started working on things more with, you know, hair. And I literally just got too busy, like, to sugar. And because I had to work so hard at it, I just didn't want to do it. I just wanted to make my money. Like, other girls, they can literally sugar while they make their money and they're allowed to. And these guys are giving them like $5,000 a month. That wasn't happening for me at all. So it literally needs to fall in my lap like it does with the skinny white girls. No, I'm just kidding. It happens with the skinny black girls too. Anyway, I made a video all about that, white sugar babies and black sugar babies. But yeah, guys, that's pretty much my story. I literally stopped being a sugar baby twice because I was emotionally unfulfilled. If the money would have been way better, I totally probably could like stuck it out. But, you know, it just dwindled. Literally, both of them just dwindled. And I stopped talking to them, like any, like a lot of relationships. Then I stopped even trying because I just didn't care about it enough. But I did make a couple profiles once I started YouTube and I started seeing that people were interested in it, just to show people like what your profile should look like. But I don't use those profiles, and people may copy and paste them, go search them and try to say whatever, but those are literally for like research purposes, to show people a good example of a profile, different websites to click on it, because you needed to sign up to go past it and show people what it's like in a sugar world. And yeah, I mean, that literally was it. I wish there was more to the story. I wish I could tell you guys more about why I wouldn't do it. But yeah, that's it, guys. So anyway, I love you guys so much. I hope that this kind of helped you to understand things with the sugar world and open up a little bit about me and understand things a little bit. And if you do see those videos, not to judge a book by its cover, because it just makes you ignorant. And people hate things that they can't understand. So yeah, like I said, I love you, and I'll talk to you later. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Freedom, I done meet him. Where's your freedom? This one needs a brand new freedom. Weed and the key. Weed and the key into life. Let's beat them. Weed them smartphones, don't beat them. Borders, what's up with that? Politics, what's up with that? Police shots, what's up with that? Identities, what's up with that? Your privilege, what's up with that? Broke people, what's up with that? Broke people, what's up with that? The realness, what's up with that? The new world, what's up with that? I'm gonna keep popping on that. Guns blows doors to the system. Yeah, fuck them when we say we're not with them. We're solid and we don't need to kick them. This is North, South, East and Western. Yeah, guns blows doors to the system. Yeah, fuck them when we say we're not with them. We're solid and we don't need to kick them. This is North, South, East and Western. Being real.
system. Yeah, fuck them when we say we're not with them. We're solid and we don't need to kick them. This is North, South, East and Western. Yeah, guns, blows, doors to the system. Yeah, fuck them when we say we're not with them. We're solid and we don't need to kick them. This is North, South, East and Western. We representing peeps, seven players on the app. And we're talking in our sleep, just to listen on the system. We're sitting on the stoop, where we get our scoop.